So there are certain don'ts that need to be practiced in bhakti, and some people, especially new people, may feel that they don't want to be detached, but still they want to practice bhakti. So how do we underscore the importance of don'ts for them? No, always, whenever we share Krishna's message, it has to be done according to where people are, so that they can rise one level up. But it says preaching means to comfort the afflicted and to afflict the comforted. So to comfort the afflicted means somebody is very discouraged. Oh, I'm not able to do this, I can't do that. Krishna is in control. Krishna will take care. Just practice bhakti. Comfort the afflicted. Now somebody's loved one has passed away. Tell you, no, Krishna is there with you. Krishna is there with them also. You pray to Krishna. Krishna will take care of them. Krishna will take care of you. That is preaching. Comfort the afflicted. So when somebody is discouraged, we need to encourage them. But then the other aspect of preaching is also to afflict the comforted. If somebody is complacent, no, I have everything in my life. I have wealth. I have a family, I have job, I have big bank balance. What do I need anything else for? And Prabhupada says, it's all temporary. In one moment, it can be lost. Prabhupada would give the example of JFK. President of America at one moment, and you're just dead at the next moment. Lose everything. So we comfort the afflicted. Now the real problem comes when we comfort the comforted and we afflict the afflicted. So that means, if people are becoming complacent in their spiritual life and we tell them, you know, everything's all right, then it becomes a problem. But if somebody is discouraged and at that time we afflict them further, then that is doing a disservice. So we have to see according to what will help people rise up. So generally, initially it's best to talk with them about connecting with Krishna. And as they start connecting with Krishna, they think, now I'm doing enough, then you have to tell them, no. You have to do something more. So the spiritualization of our consciousness is very much impeded by certain activities. So certain activities fill our consciousness with material desires, material impressions, material tendencies. And that's why there are certain principles which are considered to be necessary to avoid. So we can explain practically how Prabhupada would give many examples, like how when we are lighting a fire, if we pour water on it, it gets extinguished. So the practice of bhakti is like lighting the fire of our consciousness, so that it goes to a spiritual consciousness. But then in order that worldly indulgences, they are like putting water on it. So they will get extinguished. So we do have to avoid those activities. But how will we avoid them? And the avoidance will happen through absorption in Krishna. So through doing more and more devotional activities, we'll be able to give them those things up. So generally speaking, if we help people to connect more and more with Krishna, it's not just tell them to give up things. Prabhupada says in one lecture that I practically invented this Krishna consciousness movement. Now other places Prabhupada said that, you know, I did not change anything, I gave everything as it is. But what has been invented the Krishna consciousness movement? Prabhupada saw this, that these people from the West, you know, how would they be able to fix their mind on Krishna? So Prabhupada created book distribution for them. Prabhupada created various engagements by which they could fix their mind on Krishna. You know, we need to provide people stimulating devotional engagements by which they can fix their mind on Krishna. And then their mind will become detached from other things. So yes, we do need to speak about principles in terms of what we need to do and what we need to give up. But overall, the focus of our interaction with people should be that they should feel accepted where they are and encouraged to rise. If they feel judged as being unworthy because of where they are, they'll just stop coming. So ultimately, although there are standards which are mandatory, people's practice of those standards is voluntary. Not to speak of new people. Even initiated people, if they get discouraged, they can stop practicing the principles. You know, we are not a police state who can go and catch people and punish people for not following standards. So we ultimately, the practice of bhakti is voluntary. So what we need to do is, wherever people are at, they should feel encouraged to practice bhakti. And sometimes some people are doing some seriously wrong things, then they need to be corrected. But the correction also needs to be done in such a way that people should feel that, yes, I can do this, I can improve. Now, why did you do that? If that's the only beating that is happening, people, why should I be doing this? Let them get away from here. Yes, that was wrong. Why it is wrong, we explain it to them strongly. But then, yes, you can do the right. And this is what you can do to come on the right track. That we can explain to them. So overall, our communication, we don't want to compromise and not tell the importance of detachment. At the same time, in the name of being uncompromising, we don't want to discourage people. We don't want to alienate people. So what, according to the standards, is mandatory is, from their perspective, voluntary. We have to acknowledge that, and then we have to encourage them to rise upwards. Does that answer your question?